All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. My name is Carey Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest, the Braves pre- and post-game reporter for 680 The Fan down there in Atlanta, Kevin McAlpin. Kevin, how are you on this fine Saturday?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing quite well over here in San Francisco. What a game last night. The ninth inning comebacks for both teams. Travis d'Arnaud's three-run shot off Tyler Rogers, and then Donovan Solano stunning Will Smith. I mean, as excited as Giants fans were at Oracle Park, I would have to imagine that Braves fans were equally devastated when the Giants ended up pulling that off in the 11th inning.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, you went from probably potentially one of your best wins all year to maybe one of your, you know, toughest losses of the season. But that's sort of the way it's been going for the Braves here lately. You know, they played really good ball coming out of the All-Star break and then into the trade deadline where they made all these acquisitions. And, lately they've really been scuffling with runners in scoring position. And so, you know, a team that played really well, got themselves into first place, had a comfortable lead of 5.5 games. All of a sudden, you know, you look down and the Phillies are only 2 games back. And this is a tough stretch for the Braves. You know, their last road trip was through Los Angeles and Colorado. And here we are, their very next road trip, their final road trip of the year, is San Francisco, Arizona, and then they've got to go to San Diego. So this is a very tough stretch for the Braves. And again, you would have loved to see them get a win last night if you're a Brave fan. That really helped, you know, kind of set the tempo for this road trip. Unfortunately, sort of starts off on a sour note late last night.
I'm glad you brought up the standings. 2-game lead over the Phillies entering play on Saturday. And it struck me as a bit odd because I look at this Braves team, you know, they took 2 of 3 from the Giants down in Atlanta at Truist Park, and you look up and down the lineup, a group of 20 home run hitters, obviously no Ronald Acuna Jr., but why have they not put this National League East division away yet, Kevin?
Well, it's been a little bit of inconsistency with their rotation. You know, a month ago, I probably would have told you their rotation was in really good shape, and right now it's very top-heavy with Charlie Morton, who goes tonight, and then Max Fried, who goes tomorrow for the series finale against the Giants. But then after that, there's a lot of question marks. You saw Ian Anderson in game one. I thought he pitched okay. Certainly not his worst, not his best. Tuki Toussaint has been a guy they've been looking at. Young guy, 25-year-old right-hander. He hasn't shown them enough to stick around in the rotation. Drew Smyly, a guy they gave $11 million to this offseason, has really been a disappointment. So, I think that, you know, it starts with the starting pitching, right? Especially this time of year when you're looking at, you know, how do you close out a division? What does it take to win in October? And right now there's probably more questions than answers as far as what the rotation could look like if you get to a situation where it's a best-of-5 series. Again, you feel good about Morton. You feel really good about Max Fried. Those two guys have been getting the job done all year long. Then it's sort of like, well, where do they go for that third spot? And right now it's sort of an open competition for a number of different guys. So that to me is probably the one area along with the bullpen. And, you know, look, I'll say this. Will Smith, while you look at his save percentage, you look at what he's done all year towards the top of the leaderboard in saves, there haven't been a whole lot of clean innings. And that's one area where I think fans are starting to ask, should they do something different in the ninth inning? So, you know, look, offensively, they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. Their rotation has been sort of up in the air. So there's a couple of big-time question marks hanging over this team as they try to just hang on for dear life and try to close out their fourth consecutive division title.
Giants obviously far more victories so far this season, but the problems and the concerns from the Braves and the Giants standpoint, they're all too similar right now. You mentioned the rotation, the Giants right now, after Kevin Gausman and Logan Webb, there's a lot of question marks. You mentioned the runners in scoring position issue. That's been on the minds of Giants fans all season. And the back end of the Giants bullpen, I think that fans were disappointed to see Will Smith go a few years ago when he did leave San Francisco and go to Atlanta. And I saw him last night. He really is featuring that slider so much more than he did in San Francisco. Was that something that the Braves asked him to do? Is that an adjustment that Smith made on his own? Because when he came back from Tommy John surgery in San Francisco, Kevin, the fastball was still electric with Will Smith.
Yeah, and I think that that's the one area where fans would love to see him throw the heater a little bit more. And I think all too often he's fallen in love with the breaking ball, and teams are starting to lay off of it. And, you know, when you get yourself in a position where now you have to come back and you're in a hitter's count, now you know you have to throw a fastball, teams are making him pay. Look, this is a guy in Will Smith who's been an all-star. You guys certainly know how important he can be in the ninth inning for what he accomplished out in San Francisco. But the home run numbers here, especially the last 2 years, have been really worrisome. I mean, last night was his 10th home run allowed in 60 2/3 innings. 10 home runs in 60 innings from your closer. That is a big-time red flag. And in addition, you tack in what happened last year, 17 homers allowed by Will Smith in 76 and two-thirds. He didn't give up a whole lot of hits last year, but when he did, they left the ballpark. So, yeah, I think that I don't know if it's an organizational philosophy. I don't know if it's an analytics thing. But I'll say this. I've said it on the postgame show last night. I would like to see him feature his fastball a lot more because, again, I just think he's fallen in love with the breaking ball. And, again, he's not able to locate it like he was a couple of years ago. And that's really getting himself in a lot of, you know, self-made trouble where now he has to come back and challenge you. And it's a similar result of what you saw last night.
Kevin McAlpin joining us here on KBR Talkin' Baseball, Braves pre- and post-game show host on 680 The Fan down in Atlanta. Kevin, I'm curious what your thoughts are about the Braves' postseason potential and how deep that you think this team could play into October. And obviously, still a division race to wrap up. We mentioned a two-game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies right now. Just what do you think about the possibility of the Braves stacking up with the Milwaukee Brewers in that great rotation and potential NLDS matchup?
Yeah, that to me is the one matchup I don't think anybody wants to see. Now, I'll say this. Nobody here in Atlanta wants to see the Dodgers. They're tired of seeing the Dodgers in the playoffs. It seems like every time Atlanta gets in, they match up against Los Angeles and they get their hearts broken. So I think that, you know, obviously the Brewers, they can pitch. They've got a great bullpen. They've got an offense that obviously can score a bunch of runs. But, you know, ultimately that to me is a team that I don't think enough folks realize how good they really are. That's a really, really good ball club. And I'll say the same thing about the Giants. I think there's a lot of folks here in Atlanta and probably around the country that don't understand how good the Giants are either. So I just think that those are two really scary matchups, if you will. But again, I think Braves fans at this point, they'll just give you the mantra, anybody but the Dodgers right now when it comes to October baseball.
Yeah, I think that that's very relatable for a lot of fans. And maybe even in San Francisco, Giants and Dodgers have never matched up in the postseason, but there's definitely that potential this year with the NLDS, potential wild card game winner. I want to get your thoughts on Freddie Freeman and his future in Atlanta. I mean, watching him last night, I thought he'd put the game away when he lofted that fly ball to deep left center field in the extra inning. Steven Duggar ended up running that down for the Giants. But this is someone who's been the centerpiece of the franchise there in Atlanta for so long. Will he be a Brave beyond 2021?
I think he will. My optimism levels have gone up quite significantly the last couple of months. You know, early on, he got off to a terrible start. And, you know, Freddie said all the right things. He didn't, place blame on anybody. He just said he's having a terrible start. And he felt like there was just one giant glove out there. Every time he hit the ball, even if he hit it hard, it just seemed to find a glove. I just find it hard to believe Freddie will wear any other team's jersey. You know, I go back to 2017 spring training down there at Disney World, and it's the first time I heard him say that he wants to be a Brave for his entire career, much like his role model, much like his mentor, Chipper Jones, who those two have become really, really good friends over the years. So I do think there's something to be said about him wanting to do what Chipper did, play in one city for his whole career. But look, I do think it's a little scary if you're a Braves fan, knowing that there's teams with a lot bigger, you know, wallets and a lot more resources available than the Braves. You look at teams like the Angels. He's a Southern California guy. And if you want to go home, I will say this about Freddie. I do feel like it's probably less about the money than it will be about the opportunity and the chance to play for a winner. You know, he said it when he won the MVP last offseason. He goes, yeah, I've won a lot of great accolades. This is an unbelievable accomplishment, but there's one thing missing, and it's a World Series title. And I think that he looks at what's going on here. You've got Acuna and Albies locked up long-term. There's a chance they lock up Dansby Swanson to a long-term deal. You've got a lot of really good young pitching to go along with Charlie Morton, who you're bringing back next year. Travis d'Arnaud will be here for two more seasons. So I think that he sees that this is a team that is certainly on the cusp of being one that could be a World Series contender, perennial, you know, year in and year out, a perennial World Series type roster. So I'll say this. I was at about a 20 or 30% of Freddie being back in April and May. I'm closer to about 65 to 70%. Now, again, there's teams that could throw a ton of money at him, but I just don't think that he's in the spot where he's going to go to a team that doesn't have a chance to win and win soon. Remember, he just turned 32 years old. He's been in the big leagues for 12 years. He's tasted success. They came so close last year in the NLCS to getting to the World Series. that I think that he wants to be in a similar situation for the next handful of years. And I do think the Braves give him a really good opportunity to do that here in Atlanta.
Well, maybe one of my favorite players to watch, Freddie Freeman. I love the swing from the left-handed side. I can't imagine him anywhere other than the Atlanta Braves. And he hasn't even crept up onto the radar for me as a free agent out here just because I do envision him staying there long-term. But you mentioned all those other core pieces, Dansby Swanson, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you about is you've got that great core down in Atlanta, but I think the Braves did a really good job kind of building around the sides of the roster with what they did at the trade deadline. Joc Pederson, Adam Duvall, you look at the different guys they brought in. Jorge Soler had a great series against the Giants. How important was that to positioning the Braves to, you know, overcome the loss of Ronald Acuna Jr. and make this push toward October?
It was huge, and I think Alex Anthopoulos deserves a lot of credit for what he did to revamp this roster. You know, there was some fans here in mid-July saying, well, the Braves are 4 or 5 games back in the division. They don't have enough. I don't want to part with prospects to make a run and just get into the playoffs. Well, it was the other way around. The front office said, we're only 4.5 games back. We've lost some really core, you know, key pieces. And here we are. We're right there in the mix of it. And I think what it shows you is you don't always have to go out and get the biggest name available on the free agent market. You can go out and plug a number of holes with guys that aren't going to cost you your future as well. And I think Alex did a really good job getting creative. The Duvall and Soler moves were huge because your outfield was it was a revolving door for a long time. You add Eddie Rosario in there as well. You added a guy in Jorge Soler who had 48 bombs a couple of years ago. You've got a guy in Eddie Rosario who more times than not is hitting 8 for you, and he hit 30-plus home runs a couple of years ago. So really, top to bottom, it is a much deeper lineup than it was even just, you know, 2 months ago before the trading deadline. So, I think it was a great deadline for the Braves to pick up Richard Rodriguez as well, and he's under control for a couple of more years. So a guy who factors to be a big key reliever for the Braves, for many, many years to come. Yeah, I think Alex did a great job. It was a terrific trade deadline. And again, it wasn't the sexiest names that were out there, but they've all had a big time impact on why this team's had this second half turnaround.
Fun series so far and fun season series. Both teams have 2 wins. And after Friday night's game, it should be a great 2 more games left here at Oracle Park. Kevin McAlpin, thank you so much for joining us here on Talking Baseball.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, a lot more coming up next. Talking Baseball, Marty, Bill, and Carrie. You're listening. KMBR 104.5, 680, the Sports Leader.